According to MSNBC host Chris Hayes, Trump supporters must be destroyed, not negotiated with, destroyed. So I guess the plan for 2020 for the Democrats and the supporters and handmaidens in the media, like Chris Hayes and others, is to continue to attack and denigrate anybody who doesn't agree with them. And, of course, that includes Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden. If you don't agree with them and don't carry their water the way they instruct, you'll be labeled as a racist, a misogynist, and a whole host of other things. About Chris Hayes said, Trump supporters exhibiting passion and rage, that sentiment at the core of the coalition cannot be pried loose, it cannot be negotiated with, and it cannot be appeased. Said Hayes, it must be politically destroyed with love, compassion, and determination, but utterly confronted and destroyed. So if you don't agree with the whole socialist movement in America, if you don't agree with abortion on demand, if you don't agree with more taxes and free everything for illegal aliens, you must be destroyed. You must be the problem. And this is the narrative coming out of the left, that you can't be negotiated with, that you that cling to your Bible, the you that cling to your guns, you must be destroyed. Of course, Chris Hayes says little, actually nothing, about the Antifa attacks in Portland, Oregon, or about the attacks in Colorado on an ICE facility where an American flag was torn down and a Mexican flag was raised to fly over an American government facility. In fact, they cheer that kind of behavior, because MSNBC's Chris Hayes is repugnant. Now, I fully support his right to say anything he wants. It is America. It's the First Amendment. And I defend that right for him as for everyone else. But I also have the right to say Chris Hayes is repugnant. And he is. And those that support this kind of behavior are also repugnant. To attack Republicans, the deplorables, the degenerates, those that cling to guns and Bibles and so forth, continue to be attacked. Is that still your plan? To attack and to insult and to demean half of the voting public or more? Did you not learn your lesson in 2016? Do you not get it? This is not the road to the White House. This is the road to ruin. And if you hitch your horses to AOC and the squad, they're going to lead you right over that cliff at 100 miles an hour. Good luck. Watch that first step, because it's a Lulu. Meanwhile, there are those that will defend the president, those that are the unsquad, if you will. Let's start with Lindsey Graham. He's certainly unsquad. And I don't know where this guy came from. I spent a fair amount of time on this program pointing out the deficiencies of Lindsey Graham in years past. But somewhere, since John McCain passed on, Lindsey Graham acquired a spine, which we appreciate. Anyhow, bite one from Lindsey Graham. Listen to this. Go.
Isn't it racist, though, to say send her back?
No, I don't think it's racist to say. Was it racist to say love it or leave it? I don't think a Somali refugee embracing Trump would not have been asked to go back. If you're a racist, you want everybody from Somalia to go back because they're black or they're Muslim. That's not what this is about to me. What this is about to me is that these four congressmen, in their own way, have been incredibly provocative.
Incredibly provocative in their own way, oftentimes relying on anti-Semitic tropes, supporting the BDS movement, comparing Israel to Nazi Germany, as Ilhan Omar did just a couple of days ago. It's unconscionable. It's unbelievable. It's inconceivable, and a whole host of other things. But that's what she did. And then you come to Stephen Miller. Stephen Miller may be the most vilified member of Donald Trump's inner circle, a close advisor who's been involved with working out the problems of the southern border and new enforcement and new policies. And he has been attacked from just about every side of the Democratic circle. Those on the left do not like Stephen Miller, it's fair to say, and something considerably worse. Stephen Miller on Sunday, on Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace, came out hitting hard, exceptionally hard. Listen to this. It's bite number two.
I'm a Jew. As a Jew, as an American Jew, I am profoundly outraged by the comments from Ocasio-Cortez. It is a historical smear. It is a sinful comment. It minimizes the death of 6 million of my Jewish brothers and sisters. It minimizes their suffering, and it paints every patriotic law enforcement officer as a war criminal. And those are the comments, Chris, that we need to be focusing on.
All right. Well, there it is. Boom. You know, when you put out anti-Semitic tropes, when you place yourself there, and then there's almost no pushback. In fact, Democrat leadership does nothing about this, says nothing about this, and when it gets down to it, passes a resolution that basically says we want world peace, doesn't name any of the offending members of Congress, ignores the question altogether, and by doing so, you empower them to continue down this road. To continue down this road toward more anti-Semitic comments, more division, and more racist comments, frankly. I mean, that's what it is, isn't it? It's what it is. So you look at this, and you wonder where we go from here. The squad, the face of the party, calling for the end of the Department of Homeland Security, as we've just heard. You've got people like Lindsey Graham and Stephen Miller striking back. But most Americans sit on the sidelines looking at it going, I can't believe we got here. I can't believe this is where we've ended up. Millions of Americans think that. But in 2020, my prediction is simply this. If it continues down this road, if it continues in this direction, Donald Trump will win with more electoral votes than he had in 2016. The Washington Post putting out a story that he may have a wider deficit in popular vote, but that's just what they do. They do something to stir it all up, to try to defend the destruction of the Electoral College, to pretend that they are smarter than Madison and Jefferson and Hamilton. This is the strange ideas that they get into their heads. That somehow they're smarter than the Founding Fathers. They can do it better. And direct election, majority vote wins. If that's the case, then Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York will pick every president. And you in the hinterlands, you'll just be a serf to the power. You'll be a peasant to the power in Washington, as if you're not already. 25 after, we'll be right back.